including CSAC, to be conducted electronically, either by means of telephone or video conference call. This meeting is open to the public electronically only, as well as reflected on the state's public meeting calendar. Great Oaks has applied for a modification to its charter to change grade configuration from grades 6 through 12 to grades 9 through 12. This change is requested to begin in school year 21-22 with the elimination of 6th grade, the elimination of 7th grade in school year 22-23, and the elimination of 8th grade in school year 23-24. The initial CSAC report was issued on May 5th, and the school submitted a timely response to that report. The initial public hearing was held on May 10th. The purpose of today's meeting is for CSAC to continue its review of the major modification application with the applicant, review any areas of concern through a discussion with the applicant, and issue its recommendations on the application. This discussion and recommendation will be outlined in a final report to be issued following this meeting no later than June 3rd. I now ask Mr. Travers to call attendance of each voting member, non-voting member, and staff to CSAC.
Thank you. Brian Moore.
Good morning, Brian Moore, the program manager for school climate, and I'm here.
Thank you. Gregory Fulkerson.
Good morning. Gregory Fulkerson, representing curriculum instruction professional development here.
April McCray.
April McCray with the Office of Assessment. Good morning.
Joyce Leatherberry.
Good morning, Joyce Leatherberry, representing Exceptional Children's Resource Work Group.
Tiffany Green.
Good morning, Tiffany Green, representing the Ed Support Team, Educator Induction.
Michael Saylor.
Good morning, Ed Support, focusing on school leadership.
Brooke Hughes.
Good morning, Brooke Hughes, Finance Office.
James Pennywell.
Hi, James Pennywell with the Finance Office.
Chuck Taylor.
Community member, retired head of school.
Thank you. Ted Moline.
Yes, hi, good morning. Community member, I'm here.
Thank you. Tierra Fair.
Good morning, I am here and I am a community member.
Thank you. Non-voting members, Audrey Noble.
Good morning, I'm here representing the State Board of Education.
Kendall Massett.
Good morning, Kendall Massett, Executive Director of Delaware Charter Schools Network.
Thank you. Staff to CSAC, John Carwell.
Good morning, John Carwell, Charter School Office.
Wafa Hosian.
Good morning, everyone. Wafa Hosian, Charter School Office.
Alicia Balsarak.
Hi, good morning, Alicia Balsarak, Charter School Office.
Daryl Parson.
Good morning, Daryl Parson, DOJ.
Thank you. And I am Leroy Travers with the Charter School Office. I will now turn it back over to Ms. Klein.
Thanks, Leroy. Just needed to get off mute. I now ask the representatives from the Charter School to introduce themselves.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Leroy. Executive Director of Great Oaks Charter School.
Good morning. I'm Damian Burke, Chief Operating Officer.
Good morning, everyone. Samantha Lopez, Head of School.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jim Azarakis. I'm Head of the Board for Great Oaks Charter School.
I would ask everyone on the call, if you're not speaking, to make sure that your line is muted, specifically our callers. If you are on the phone, please mute your lines if you are not speaking.
Good morning, Kayleen Gillis, Director of Student Support Services, Great Oaks Charter School.
Good morning, Carlin Larkin, Director of Literacy at Great Oaks Charter School.
Good
Good morning, Erica Hitchens, teacher representative for the Great Oaks Charter Board.
Okay, is that it for the school? Kendall, are you trying to say something?
I was trying to say exactly what you said, Kim, exactly. Leland, who else do you got here? Call them out. Facilitate. I see David Blumen's on the call, right? Is there anybody else that's from your group? Sorry, Kim. I'm in your job.
Sorry. We have Ms. Darvin Dean of Student Advocacy and Success.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Linda Jennings from the CEB.
Good morning, Kira Brodnick from the Great Oaks Board.
Good morning, Rashida Davis, school nurse, Great Oaks.
And I believe that's everyone from the Great Oaks School.
David Blumen's here from the CEB. Taking a deep breath.
Okay, thanks everyone. Again, I would just remind people on the line, we have callers. April, could I ask you to mute your line as well? Just make sure if you're not speaking that you are muted. It helps eliminate any of the background noise for us. Okay, the school will now be given up to 10 minutes to address the additional questions and concerns from CSAC that were provided to them prior to this meeting.
Thank you, Kim. The first question deals with student enrollment. Our enrollment of 318 as of 4/27/2021 represents only 62% of the authorized enrollment. As a math teacher for the last 5 years and now the school leader, the reality is our school, Great Oaks Wilmington, went through a rough period with key leaders leaving in the middle of the school year and systems not being in place to sustain the momentum of the first 3 years of Great Oaks success. We are in a pivotal moment right now for the Great Oaks school community. Our leadership team began this journey last July of changing the narrative at Great Oaks Charter School during a pandemic, and we're committed to prove that we are a viable school by great customer service and professionalism. We have renewed our focus to serving scholars in the city of Wilmington. Our modification requests grades 9 through 12 as opposed to 6 through 12 with forecasted enrollments over the next 5 years with associated budgets. We are respectfully requesting your approval of this modification to address a vital need for the community that we serve. Said differently, we understand that there have been changes within our school. This is a show me year. And through the pandemic, we are looking for the opportunity as school returns to in person and for us to be able to continue to build the partnerships that we have with our community partners and to rebrand and reestablish ourselves as a viable school within the communities that we serve. And now we will address question number two.
Yes, thank you. And thank you, everyone, again, for your flexibility and patience this morning. One of the key areas was around teacher certification that really stood out as looking at the percentage of teachers that we had in place that did not have an active certification. This year, we've been working pretty hard to advance teacher certification in different avenues. From speaking to Michael Saylor and everyone involved and identifying what are the elements needed for certification then putting into practice and in place a program for all of our teachers. When I mentioned that we're working hard to advance our certification program, we have provided our teachers with EdTPA workshops as well as Praxis support. And these are components that if we value our teachers and we're investing in our teachers, how can we help them get to their goals of certification? But in turn, we know the importance in having a viable school as well as providing our students with what they need to help them gain those areas of development. This year, we did not offer to any of our teachers that were returning that did not have a certification. We want to make sure that those gaps are going to be filled with teachers that are certified in different ways. We are connecting to different organizations that have teachers that have been graduating with their cert already, as well as looking at our online platform of highly certified teachers that have already applied to teach at Great Oaks. So we are only hiring certified teachers. That's our priority. In turn, we have an ongoing partnership with Relay, and they are dedicated in helping us making sure that our teachers are not just coming in with certification, but also with cultural development and pedagogy, and being able to work with our communities and understand what it means to be a teacher at Great Oaks or inner city. Currently, for our classroom teachers that we have, we actually have 65 total teachers that are certified. Just to provide you with a breakdown of what that looks like, 34% have standard certification and 31% have an emergency cert. But if you total that number to 65, it is greater than the 40% that was listed in the follow-up question. For us, it is important that we continue to align with what the needs are of our students, what our goals and vision, and be able to really put into play what we're looking for, and that's to provide our student with the best education they can. So teacher certification, it is our top priority. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Lopez. Question number three had to do with leadership certification. It has recently come to our attention that none of their school leaders or school administrators is credentialed. Great Oaks Wilmington will make necessary changes in position or titles while our new leadership closes out our pathways to certification. One of the highlights this year is the support of Michael Saylor and the Department of Education in certificate support. In August, after the last CSAC, in the minor modification CSAC hearing last July, Michael reached out to congratulate me on my new position and to offer our new leadership team support with certification. The follow-up included all the requirements necessary, including administrator induction, which was a topic that was discussed at the CSAC meeting in July. And at that time, there were two cohorts of at least 10 new building leaders across the state that this service was being provided to. Michael asked me to share the email addresses of all of our first year instructional leaders so he could share this information and add them to the roster. In addition to including our team to the new leader induction program, Michael also graciously provided an additional support of the Delaware Academy of School Leadership coaching to our team. We received 3 full days and 6 half days of one-on-one coaching, group coaching, and it's the equivalent of 24 days over the school year. Our coaching began in October. In September, Michael also began to work with myself as well as Kendra Gardner to outline each administrator's team a pathway and to make sure that each individual leader understood the requirements for certification and a pathway to reach that. We designated our operations manager to be the designated point person within our school to provide support for teacher and admin certification. As a result of this support, out of the 6 educator leaders who were supported, we have 1 in Tamara Price, who is already certified, and we have 4 individuals who are taking our praxis test to finalize with the induction, and we've completed our administrator programming. Mine concludes next month through Leap for Delaware, as well as 3 other members of our team who are part of that. So just to give a little background, we are on our way as far as the leadership support that we've gotten, and everyone has a clear path to certification, which will happen shortly. And in the meantime, we will be making titles appropriate so that we are following code according to Delaware law. And Damian will share question number 4.
Thank you very much. We were just asked to highlight new recruitment efforts, so I'll list these. 1 is we're going to be using Carvertize to promote recruitment efforts throughout the city of Wilmington. We are doing canvassing throughout the city, and we are including school leaders in these canvassing efforts throughout the neighborhoods. We are actively partnering with local organizations to help with our recruitment efforts. We are doing promotions throughout the summer as part of our summer camp and summer enrichment efforts, including allowing students who do not attend Great Oaks to participate in our summer programming. We have Parent University in place to engage parents across the city. We've introduced the one-to-one technology program, and we're using search engine marketing, which is, you know, Google ad campaigns and similar efforts.
Thank you, Mr. Bird. And with that being said, that concludes our responses to the questions that were posed.
Thank you. I now ask Mr. Travers to ask each individual voting and non-voting member of CSAC if they have further questions or discussion points.
Okay, I'm going to go through each member and just simply call your name if you have an additional question or concern. Stated at that time, and the school will be able to answer. So we'll start with Brian Moore.
I have no further questions. I appreciate the follow-up on the recruitment efforts, and I do think that the effort to reach out to the community organizations will be critical as you move forward in talking to community leaders, particularly in that area. I know they're interested in supporting the effort, so I think you have to keep that communication up.
Thank you. Gregory Fulkerson.
Look, I have no further questions either, but I want to thank you for responding to the question that was posed by the Math Education Associate about your selection process for math curriculum materials, and also for submitting additional information to help our ELA Education Associate understand your 9 through 12 new curriculum, the paths to college and career. So thank you for that.
Thank you. April McCrae.
I don't have any further questions at this time.
Thank you. Joyce Leatherberry.
Thank you. I just wanted to say thank you for the information that you submitted regarding your children with exceptionalities, and I don't have any further questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Tiffany Green.
Good morning. Thank you again for the information you provided. Let me apologize. My camera is only off. I'm having some difficulty where if I seem to turn that on, it logs me off. So I'm trying to keep that off just so I don't get exited out of the meeting. I do want to just make sure that I understand correctly. One of the questions that I asked before was about teacher mentoring, like Mike's program, which is separate, which is the administrator mentoring, that there is a plan in place for all your new teachers and that they will be able to be successfully paired with a mentor to guide them through the program for next year, any that are involved in the CIP program.
Thank you, Tiffany, and thank you for your support and follow-up throughout the year. This year, for the new school year, upcoming school year, we have two new positions. That one is an instructional coach, which is an additional role to support our teachers. That is separate from math coach and separate from ELA coaching as well, but more instructional support. And another position is curriculum. Curriculum and assessment support, dean of curriculum and assessment, where it will be a focus, where we will have the academic pieces in place and the expertise in place, where we will be able to support our educators at every level of where they are performing their roles. And then beyond that, we have taken into account what you suggested in regards to making sure that individual mentors have no more, and the number was three, but we want to maximize no more than two. So we thank you for your input, and that's where we stand.
Perfect. And if you have any additional questions or need some help with that structure, please don't hesitate to reach out.
Thank you. Thank you. Michael Saylor.
Yeah. My goodness, I don't know what that is. That's not me. Remaining question is just around strategic planning. So there are many plans that we've spoken of. That overriding strategic plan is I guess where my question lies at this point. What's your timeline or plan for developing a comprehensive strategic plan for Great Oaks?
Thank you, Michael. This has been a topic that we have been discussing internally. And one of the things that we intend to do as a leadership team, including our board, is right after the school year, roughly June 14th through the 18th, that Monday through Friday, instead of breaking off to take a break, we are going to, while everything is fresh on our minds and our experiences are fresh as a new leadership team, we're going to come together and begin to build as far as what can we, some takeaways from this year, and begin to plan out where the direction that we're going with our board and build our strategic plan. So the time period would be right after the end of the school year. The last day for staff is June 11th, and that is a Friday. We will begin June 14th, that Monday, in developing our strategic plan, and our goal is to have it done by July 1st.
Mr. Saylor, this is Leroy. I was hoping that maybe, if you can, and if not, you may need to get back to us. If you could maybe clarify for the committee the difference in being fully certified and operating under an emergency certificate.
Sure. So emergency certificates are just that. They're temporary. They're completely legal. It's not ideal, but it's better than not having a certificate or a license at all. So having an emergency certificate is perfectly legal and that's fine. The bigger concern is if there is an administrator without a license at all, because then if issues do arise, as a governing body, the Department of Education doesn't have as much recourse for removing an educator license because they don't have one. I don't know if that answers the question.
I think it does. Is there a time limit on an emergency certificate?
There is. So typically the one that I have in mind that I believe we're speaking of is a two-year emergency certificate. And there's usually If it's gone through the Secretary of Education, there's usually some monitoring that goes along with it.
Great. Thank you. Moving on, Brooke Hughes.
I just wanted to thank you guys for the follow-up and clarification on the budgeted items. I do not have any additional questions at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. James Pennywell?
I have no further questions at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Chuck Taylor?
I have no further questions other than I want to make a statement that in Delaware, administrators do not have to be certified. That's under Chapter 5, so I just want to make sure that everyone knows that. So when we talk
that is not true. That is not true. We have had legal.
Hey, Mike, we'll let Mr. Taylor finish his remarks, and then we can share some additional information.
When did that change under law versus regulation? Because I believe regulation it's less than law. So that is, just want to make that point. And, you know, other than that, I have no other questions. But if you read Chapter 5, it's in there that you are not required to have that. Now, teachers are only up to 35%, and it's great to have 100%. And it's great to have them under other certifications, but that's my point. That's all. And I have no further questions.
Thank you. Ted Moline. Mr. Moline. You may have been a caller that unmuted. A Tierra Fair.
Hello, I don't have any further questions, but I do want to commend the school in diversifying their practice for recruitment. I love that you all are using Carvitize and Facebook ads, and I would say continue to do that.
Thank you. Audrey Noble.
Yes, thank you. As we've shared earlier with the leadership of Great Oaks and CSAC, the Delaware State Board is concerned about Great Oaks violations of those three areas of Delaware Code. I want to thank the administrators for speaking about what your plans are to remedy those issues. But I do want to highlight some things, and I have offered this statement to be part of the record on behalf of the board to the CSAC leadership. As I said earlier, our first violation was of Delaware Code 14, Section 506C1 related to student enrollment. Our second concern and third concerns deal with educator licensure and certification. Since the State Board approves regulations and rules proposed by the Professional Standards Board, we are particularly concerned Great Oaks' violation of code related to licensure and certification of their educators. That is, all educators directly involved with instruction, including teachers, instructional leaders responsible for teacher evaluation, and their director of special education. Delaware Code 14, Section 1201 states that all educators must be licensed, certified, and evaluated in accordance with this chapter. An educator is defined in code as a person licensed and certified by the state under this chapter to engage in the practice of instruction, administration, or other professional support service in Delaware public schools, including charter schools, pursuant to rules and regulations promulgated by the Standard Board and approved by the State Board. Our second violation concerning teacher certification is addressed in Delaware Code 14, Delaware Code Chapter 5, Section 507C. And we've already alluded to that. And according to our legal counsel, the argument that the word teachers in 507C indicates that administrators or other educators do not need to be certified is an incorrect interpretation because 507C was in place before the switch to the more inclusive term educators that is currently used in 14 Delaware Code Section 1201 that I previously reviewed. The third violation is in regard to leadership certification, 14 Delaware Code Professional Standards Regulation 1591, that the standard certificate is required for all principals and assistant principals who are working in Delaware public schools. While the state board is not a voting member of this authorizing body, the board believes that CSAC has the responsibility to hold charter schools accountable to the laws delineated in Delaware Code. And we urge that any recommendations that this group makes to the secretary would include conditions regarding these three violations and consequences of not meeting them within a specified time period. I want to thank you for my opportunity to speak for the board.
I'll pause to see if Great Oaks has a response.
Just a simple response of thank you, Ms. Noble, for her questions as well as concerns. And we look forward to working with her in the future as far as addressing and ensuring that we are standing and meeting the standards that she has raised.
Thank you. Kendall Massett.
Good afternoon or morning. So one of the people that I know in the restaurant industry that's probably one of the best people in the restaurant industry, he didn't graduate from high school. He went back eventually once to get a GED, but that's because he wanted to. He's not a celebrity chef, but he works with them. He doesn't have his name in lights or on the side of a restaurant or a hotel, but he has many that he's built and that he is still operating. I say all this not because I think that kids shouldn't get a high school degree. In fact, I do believe they should. But I say all this to say to you that a piece of paper does not say who and what a person is and what they can accomplish. Charter schools are not supposed to be like district schools. And Ms. Noble, with all due respect, I do not agree with how you've read the law. We have our own lawyers, and I'm glad to have our lawyer talk to yours. Some of our charter schools that are some of the most excellent schools in our state, district, charter, private, have leaders that did not have a piece of paper that said that they could be an administrator. Linda Jennings is on this call. One of the best schools, MOT, and she led that school. Newark Charter School, Greg Neese, Frank Newton, neither have or had certificates. One of the best schools in our state. Just having a piece of paper means nothing. The ability to have a vision and understand what is needed in your community and by the children that you serve, that's what's important. And all of you sit here as people working on behalf of the Secretary of Education, the authorizer for charter schools. And when you ask questions or tell a charter school that, hey, hey, the box is here, stay inside the box. Hey, hey, the lines are here, color within the lines. You are telling them, don't be creative. Don't be innovative. Don't do things that other people are not doing because, hey, you can't teach kids or you're not going to be good enough because we don't have a piece of paper to pull away from you if we don't like what you're doing. You have a mechanism to do all of that. You don't need to take away their license. You have the mechanism as the authorizer to do that. But when you tell them that they are not inside the box and they are not coloring within the lines, you're taking away the ability for them to do the great things that they're supposed to do, to help the children that they serve meet their opportunities and get to the successes that they deserve. I implore this committee, as members of the Charter School Accountability Committee, and charter school, right? Charter schools are supposed to be innovative, creative, and outside of the box. I implore you to remember that. And when people tell you to tell a charter school to get inside the box, you say, no, that's not our job. Our job is to make sure that they are able to do what they're supposed to do. The hallmarks of charter schools, being innovative and different. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. And that concludes questions, comments, and concerns from our voting and non-voting members.
Audrey, can I ask for one clarification from you? The statement that was provided on behalf of the State Board, was that a statement voted on by the full State Board, or is that a statement that you're sharing on behalf of yourself as the representative of State Board? I've been asked that question for clarification.
No, this statement was created by myself in consultation with our board president. And these are also issues that were raised at one of the State Board meetings, our prior State Board meeting. So I crafted the statement, but it was not just mine alone.
Okay, thank you. Just wanted to get that clarification.
Sure.
Okay. Before we move on, Leland, do you have any final remarks, comments, follow-ups to any of the statements or questions?
Just want to thank CSAC members, all CSAC members, for A, their flexibility today, but for what you do every day to ensure that every student across Delaware has the opportunity to get a great education. And our school, our leadership team and teachers are geared to put in the work and do what's necessary. And we look forward to partnering, as we have, with all members of the CSAC or the DOE, as well as our partners within the community. And we look forward to your response or your verdict in regards to granting our modification. And we leave it at your hands. We trust your expertise and professionalism, and that you will do the right thing. And we will adhere to whatever your decision is. So thank you for giving us the opportunity to, share our voice, and as well as the public comments that were given by our the opportunity to share that as well. So thank you.
Thank you. And thank you and your staff for all of the work they've done in providing responses to the questions and follow up. Before we move into making any motions, there are several conditions that I'd like the committee to consider when voting. I'm going to read those to you. I do want to make sure that everyone understands it is important to note that failure to meet any of these conditions may result in the school's charter being placed under formal review. So conditions that we would like the committee to consider: on or before July 1, 2021, the school submit a plan for at least 65% of Great Oaks teachers to become fully licensed and certified in their correct content area by September 1, 2021. This will include a plan for each individual unlicensed and or uncertified teacher currently employed by the school. The certification must be held in the content area in which they're teaching and for the groups of students for which they are assigned. Great Oaks is to be reminded that the only exception to full licensure and certification is for areas where there are no qualified alternative certifications. Condition number two. On or before July 1, 2021, the school must submit a full recruitment plan for the 21-22 school year. Condition number three, on or before the last day of each month, the school must submit monthly updates on recruitment and enrollment through September 30, 2021. On or before October 31, 2021, the school must submit a budget demonstrating financial viability based on the September 30 unit count. And finally, on or before April 1, 2022, the school must demonstrate 80% enrollment. Should enrollment fall between 80 and 90%, the school must submit a budget demonstrating financial viability based on the April 1, 2022 count. I'm going to place those conditions in the chat so that the, bring the chat up, so that the committee can see them and the school can see them as well. I'll give everyone just a few moments to read through those.
If I may ask a question.
Sure.
So I do notice that the first condition looks to teachers and their certification, which, you know, recognizing in 507 that there is explicit information about 35% of teachers being certified, and that is written into law already. So, I mean, I agree with that, but I don't see any condition here about administrators or any plan or illustration of administrators. Is there any reason why we aren't asking for that? Kendall, I see your face and I understand that, but there isn't anything here that doesn't say that administrators shouldn't be certified or qualified.
So I'm going to give a response about the administrators. We understand the issue and concern. We have been working with our charter schools across the state to ensure that they are not using the titles of principals and assistant principals unless those individuals hold those appropriate certifications. In working with our legal counsel, we believe that if they use titles that are not required to have specific certifications, that they do meet the intent of the law. We have the ability to do programmatic review each year of schools. And so for schools that choose titles that are different than assistant principal and principal, which are required to have certain certifications, we can include that in our annual review of the school if we believe there is reason for concern. So I just want to put the administrator issue to bed for purposes of today's CSAC meeting. We will not be applying a condition. We are not proposing a condition to the committee around administrator certifications.
Kim, and you're only focusing on principal, assistant principal. However, when we got legal counsel, it was all instructional leaders, which included 1590 central certified central office as well. So that includes titles like director of literacy, director of instruction. Those were included as well when we had our legal counsel review those.
Agree. And Michael, I don't believe those are the positions being discussed today.
They have been. Oh, I'm sorry. They have been with the schools. Along with principal, assistant principal.
Right. So for positions that are required to have a certification, we have had those conversations with all of our charter schools, actually. But there is a larger discussion around some of our school leader positions that do not fall in the same classification. And Michael, as you can see, our legal counsel is on this call, and we did seek advice and guidance prior to CSAC meeting today.
Mr. Klein, if I may.
Absolutely.
We recognize this issue is complex. Reading Chapter 12 in general versus the specific requirements of Chapter 5 dealing with charter schools, and a section in Chapter 5 charter schools which says that Title 14 does not apply to them in a great many circumstances. I will say that the department will come out with a formal interpretation given the importance of this issue. And that will be the interpretation from DOJ that the Department of Education will embrace going forward. We'll be working on that and have it out as soon as possible.
Thank you, Daryl. So I've shared the conditions in the chat with the committee. Hopefully everyone has had an opportunity to look at them. As you might notice, the last condition shows a decreased enrollment. We intend to ask for a motion that would decrease the school's enrollment aligned with what they submitted in their application and aligned with what we are currently seeing for enrollment. So just in case anyone has confusion around that number in the 80%, that's aligned with the motion that we intend to ask for. So if everyone has had an opportunity to read those conditions, I would ask, is there a motion to approve or not approve the recommendation of the major modification application for Great Oaks Charter School with the recommended conditions and a modification to their authorized enrollment to change to 325 students?
I support that motion. I make that motion.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor. Do we have a second?
I second.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion on the motion? Okay, Leroy, let's go for a vote. We'll go member by member.
Okay, Ms. Klein?
Yes.
Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Mr. Fulkerson?
Yes.
Ms. McRae?
Yes.
Ms. Leatherberry?
Yes.
Ms. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Saylor?
Yes.
Ms. Hughes?
Yes.
Mr. Pennywell?
Yes.
Mr. Taylor?
Yes.
Mr. Moline?
Yes.
And Ms. Fair?
Yes.
Okay. That concludes the voting members. Passes unanimously.
Okay, great. Thank you. Motion passes. Please note that CSAC's vote today is a recommendation to the Secretary of Education on the application. In terms of next steps, on or before June 3rd, CSAC will issue a final report, which will include the recommendation on the major modification application. The public comment period ends on June 9th. The Secretary of Education will announce her decision at the June 17th State Board of Education meeting and ask the State Board for assent. Are there any questions regarding next steps? Okay, hearing none, we are now adjourned. Thank you again for your flexibility today and for the efforts of the school and the entire committee. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you, Great Oaks. Thank you, everyone.
Have a good day.
You too.